when we left the country, we had our expectations, we had our objectives. That was to go to the second round, but it didn't happen like that, you know. And I know the whole nation, the football nation, is disappointed. Me as a coach, I'm also disappointed. You know, everybody was disappointed. The players were also disappointed because thought it was one of those tournaments where we were going to do well. But unfortunately, things didn't go our way.
Who do you blame for this failure at the AFCON Games?
Of course, I'm the coach. I will take the blame. I can't blame anybody. I'm the coach. I was the one who was in charge of the team. I will take the blame.
You went to the AFCON Games to win those games.
Yes.
Which Zimbabwe failed to do. Would you want to stay on as coach of the Zimbabwe Warriors?
Look, I'm not the one who appointed myself to be the national team coach. Those people who put me in that place, they're the ones who would make a decision.
Obviously, as coach, you would want to see your team winning, and the team did not win. Would you want to stay on as coach?
Look, that's what I said. That's what I said. Look, when we went there, we had our expectations. That was to do in this tournament. I had a contract with Zifa. Then also they asked me to take the team to AFCON, and that was the agreement. So from the day we were out of the tournament, or maybe from the last day we played our last match of the tournament, it's now up to them to make a decision. If they're gonna say, look, coach, what you wanted from you was to win the tournament, and you didn't do that, I respect that decision. I respect that decision, and I'll move on with my life.
Word doing rounds at the moment is that some players have withdrawn from the Warriors because of your attitude towards big name players. How is your relationship with the players in the national team?
Look, I'm not someone who wants to comment on what people talk. I never heard such a thing. But of players withdrawing, the one player who didn't take part, who withdrew from the tournament was Darigba. Darigba, we had a chat with him in Ghana, where he told us about his family problems. We thought maybe he was going to come back with us, because remember those days, it was during the COVID-19 pandemic. And when the British government said Zimbabwe was removed from the red zone, we thought Darigba was going to come with us back home to play against Ghana in the 10 leg. But he told us, look, I've got some pressing family issues, so I can't come. So that was the only thing which I knew, which forced Darigba not to come for the 10 game against Ghana. Then for the other players, Marshall Munisha was injured. Then Gallo also got an injury. Kamat said to resign. So what people are going to say, I don't think I have to go much on that, because it's people who are saying stories that are born to be created when there is anything to do with football.
Some soccer fans say Mapeza favors FC Platinum players. How do you respond to this?
How many players were there who played for FC Platinum in the squad? We had only two players. That was the goalkeeper, Petros Marin, and Kevin Matsongo. The only two players who played for FC Platinum. It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate now. That's what people are saying. But I want to remind you, or maybe to recall your mind, during the Dream Team era, during the Dream Team days, we had so many players coming from Islanders. Four or five guys coming from Berenders, even more, six coming from Lawayo. And nobody complained. But now we've got only two players who are playing for FC, local side FC Platinum. And people are now saying we've got so many players coming from FC Platinum. I don't think there is any truth behind it, because there were only two players from FC Platinum.
You mentioned the Dream Team. And if you are to compare the Dream Team and the current Warriors, what would you say?
It's all about you guys to comment. Why should I comment on that? You guys saw what happened during the Dream Team days. Of course, we never qualified for any major tournament. You need to do the comparison, because you guys, people are discussing about FC Platinum players in the national team. They should also compare the Dream Team and the current national team squad.
Now the AFCON games, as far as Zimbabwe is concerned, are gone. What's your future with the national team?
I can't tell for now, because my contract is over. But I'll remain the biggest fan of the Warriors.
Have you in any way engaged with the football authorities with regards to your contract?
Who are the football authorities at the moment?
We understand there is that tension between Zifa and the Sports and Recreation Commission. Did it affect in any way your performance and the performance of the players in the AFCON games?
I don't want to lie. You know what? We didn't do well. So for me to start complaining and looking for lame excuses, I don't think it's going to build our football. It's going to build our football. So it's not going to build our football. We went there, like I said, we had an objective that was to do in the tournament. It didn't happen. So for me to look for people to blame, no, I'm not someone who's like that.
Finally, any personal words you'd want to convey to Zimbabwe's soccer-loving people?
Yeah, we are all disappointed. You know, we had our expectations. We had our expectations as coaches, as players. It didn't happen. People are also disappointed. But at the end of the day, we need to look forward. We need to look forward. What will be the next step? What will be the way forward to build a strong national team which can go to any tournament and bring the desired results? That's the most important thing now, to look for solutions so that when we go out there next time, we can do better.